Welcome back, people. I'm your host, Full Circle 420, aka the Full Circle of Existence, and the 420 we get you there, baby. You know what I'm saying? All right, so welcome again to my channel, to my video here. This is a presentation that came to near and dear to my heart, and it's a question. It's basically a question that I had in my mind for quite some time, and I'd like to thank a associate of mine for giving that, you know, as getting that inspiration, you know what I'm saying, for this presentation. Gotta get some of that up for 20, baby, you know what I'm saying, get me right. All right, so this is getting to take too long. I was probably like 30 minutes or maybe 35 at the most. Basically, it's just a question that needs to be answered, or sometimes it probably isn't answered, but I'm going to basically do this presentation on this question that, like I said, has been burning in my mind for quite some time, even since I was a little kid. And even since I was a little, like, a teenager, I always asked this question, but I never, you know, get any answer, at least any answer that, you know, it's logical, though, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm here for. And that question is this. Does narcissism really exist? A question that needs to be answered. So this is a question I've been ever since I found out what a narcissist is, or what they say it is. I used to read Greek mythology all the time. I know about the story of Narcissus, by the way, because Narcissus, and, you know, I'm like, what's a narcissist? What's that? I didn't know what that was until, kind of think of it, I didn't know that what that was until I was in my teens. I'm like, I don't know what that narcissism thing is. I don't know what a narcissist is. What is it that you call it? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I never was taught that, though, you know? But I asked, does it really exist, though? Is it something that actually exists in the objective data of human beings? Is that something that really exists? That's the question I answer, because now these days I hear that at work all the time. You're a narcissist this, you're a narcissist that, you're a narcissist this, you're a narcissist that. You got narcissism this, you got narcissism that, and yeah. The shit's starting to lose traction, starting to lose strength now. Especially like you say at work, you say something like you're this, that, the other for so long, and you accuse everybody that just loses all power whatsoever. But this is a question I really, really need to know, and I hopefully think that you will want to know this question as well. Sometimes we may not be, you know, sometimes you can answer, sometimes not answer, you know, it depends upon your mental stability. It depends upon your mental state at the time. When you watch this presentation. Okay. So does narcissism really exist? A question that needs to be answered. Now, mind you, this is an opinion post. It's not me to speak, diss anybody or destroy anybody's self-esteem or anything like that. It's just a question. I'm just, you know, here to either answer this question or come to conclusions and see if it sounds logical to you. I'm not here to demean as anybody. It's just information purposes only. Information, entertainment, and just a question, you know. All right. So does narcissism, well, we have to first, when we say does narcissism exist, we have to know what exactly is a narcissist. So, or what they say a narcissist is. So let's see about that. Okay, what is a narcissist? The way it's described in the dictionary, and this way to describe that, you know, what the first time somebody hears that word, what is a narcissist? Basically, the way they say is a person who has a excessive interest in or amount admiration of themselves. I mean, everybody should have, admiration of yourself and, love for yourself, but not to the point where you can't be touched by anybody, can't be talked about or anything like that. So, and then it's also a character trait. Two key words, character trait. Two different words, a trait and character. So basically that trait off that character. So it actually matches getting in opposition. That mimics the personality of the mythical person from the narcissist story. Yes, because narcissist was a mythological person from the Greek mythology, and he was the god of he was the son of Zeus and some other and a water nymph or water nymph, like, okay, your modern day mermaids, but these are pit spiritual type, spiritual type people though, you know what I'm saying? So you got your Zeus and you got his, I forgot the name of his mother. She was a window a water nymph, you know what I'm saying? But they call them narcissists, and narcissist is like the most beautiful, according to them, he's like the most beautiful person they ever saw, you know what I'm saying? But he was cursed. He was actually cursed and said that if he look at himself, he will die from then looking at his reflection. And is also one who suffers from a disorder that came from the mythical story, who character trait is mimic, like basically mimic. So basically, it's an emulation of a character trait from the mythical story as well. And the person is a mythical story that was written by somebody. However, me as a writer, and everybody as a writer out there knows that the character is a reflection of the author. So whomever, who I don't remember who wrote the mythical story of narcissists. However, whoever wrote this, I know it was Greek that wrote this. Whoever wrote this, these are things that are reflection of the person who wrote the story. Because without the story, narcissists would never exist. So basically, what I think what really happened was that the person who wrote the story of Narcissus and Echo, that was a reflection of their attitudes and their ways and their mental state at that time, though. So basically, these character traits came from the author who wrote this story of Narcissus. And the person may not be called a narcissist, though, you know what I'm saying? So why are we calling people this just based upon the mythical story with a character trait? It's a character trait. Keyword, character trait. Two keywords, character trait. You got the trait from the character of the motherfucker who wrote the damn story. Hey. And then whoever mimics this attitude from the mythical story is deemed narcissist. So that's where that shit came from. That's where the word narcissist came from. You know what I'm saying? So I still don't understand why people calling people that. I mean, if you really look at the logical of everything, it's literally a character from a story of a mythical person. There was no person called a narcissist or Echo. I didn't see no proof of water nymphs and all this other shit, though, you know what I'm saying? I never seen that. I don't think I've ever heard of news. I never heard like this, man. I heard people they say that I seen Jesus in a potato chip, or I seen Satan in a cloud, a black cloud of smoke. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, which That's another delusion I won't get into. That's another optical illusion I will not get into, but you know what I'm saying? So basically, people are calling you something that somebody else wrote as a character, and what you're saying is people who mimics these traits of this character is deemed a narcissist. That is the most illogical thing I've ever heard, to be honest with you. But so, you know, I mean, there's a lot of mythical, there's a lot of made up characters of stories. Like, I mean, there's Wolverine. I don't see, do you see anybody around here with metal claws coming out their hand, and if you cut them, he rapidly heal, you know? So I never seen anybody like that. Or I never seen anybody named Magneto that can, you know, use magnetism and, you know, get control metal, the magnetism and shit like that. I never seen that. So once I never seen narcissists and Echo or anything like that. I never seen I never seen a water nymph, or I never seen Zeus in his full glory. I never seen none of that shit. So therefore, you're basically, you take those characters from those mythical stories, you try to make it think like they're real. However, they're just that characters. Basically, the word of narcissist is your modern day short story. You know, so that's all it really did. That's all it really is. And basically, everybody always like to mimic those characters. However, in this instance, not only the people are mimicking the character, the traits of the character, they also using that word from those traits, from that mythical character, and you know, shout as an insult. Like, you, maybe you, so when somebody, so what, what I'm saying is, if somebody call you a narcissist, you could quickly dismiss it, because narcissist is not real. It's a mythical story. It's a human beings like me or you, whoever wrote that story. Okay, so let me see if I can. I'm gonna see some DNA evidence that this person named Narcissist this existed. I want to see if Echo ever existed. I want to see America's mother and father. I want to see if they existed, because if there's no proof that, no physical proof that he exists, and another story was only like damn near, it's actually very recent. It's only been like 2,000 years, well, 2,500 years when that story was even came out. So therefore, 2,500 years is not, that ain't shit compared to millions of years that they finding these animals and primary humans and all this other shit, though, you know what I'm saying, for millions of years, though. But 2,500 years from the narcissist existed? Nah. That's too recent, though. That's more recent than find some real shit, though, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, people using a trait from a character that somebody wrote and hit it with it as an insult, because maybe you mimic those characteristics or anything like that. So like I said, maybe it's not narcissism. I'll get back to, I can tell you later. So what is the origin of a narcissist? Like, what's the story? What's the story of it? How did narcissists became a curse among people? Where did it come from? Where did it come from, though? You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm about to tell you where it came from. The origin of a narcissist, the idea of a narcissist came from a mythical story of Narcissus and Echo. Narcissus was told that he would live to an old age if he doesn't look at himself. One day, when Echo, who fell in love with Narcissus, was rejected when he embraced him, While running from Echo, Narcissus came upon a river and seen his reflection. And for the first time, he fell in love with himself. Stared at his reflection till he died. Now, mind you, that's just a cliff version of that story. However, the longer story is not too much to get into, and I'm not really trying to do this for 300 minutes or something like that. So I just had to give you cliff notes, though. You know what I'm saying? If you want to read The Origin of Narcissus, you can find it. You can find it in you can find it in, well, if you just, you know, just type in, you can Google The Origin of a Narcissist, and or The Origin of a Narcissist will come, that's gonna come out just like that. So, you know, just like that. Okay, so that's The Origin of a Narcissist, like the origin of the story of Narcissist Echo. You know, so there's always had to be antagonist and a protagonist, though. You know what I'm saying? Narcissus was the protagonist. Echo was the second one, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's the origin of where a narcissist comes from. So in that aspect, Narcissus was a dumbass, if you really think about it, because how did you really don't know about your own reflection? I know they had mirrors back then. Well, they were kind of shitty, but You can't see a reflection. You mean to tell me out of all this time? Oh, by the way, another part of the story is he never sees reflection until he came up late, until Echo was chasing him to, you know, embrace him again. So, and also his thing, he never seen his reflection. He never seen what he looked like. Other people say, oh, he's so beautiful. So he, I guess he, you know, believed that it was been, you know, hidden it. It had been stuffed in their hair for years and years and years, you know, said, oh, you're so beautiful and I love you and all this other. And he was like, he never seen his own reflection. He seen his own reflection and died from staring at it, from falling in love with himself. Yeah, Narcissus was he was not very smart. Well, then again, he's not really too much to blame. I mean, hell, his parents didn't do him any favors by, you know, not showing him his own reflection, let him know that, hey, this is your reflection. When you move your reflection, move. When you move your left hand, reflection move. When you, you know, shake your head, the echo, reflection, which says, it's you. It's basically you. So basically, he fell in love with himself. Now, I mean, it's not bad to have self-love for yourself, but there is a such thing as an extreme love for yourself. I mean, you so love with yourself, when you're your woman, have sex, you'll be the one that pillow talk himself. Like, oh yeah, you was good, baby. Yeah, you was good. You the best sex I've ever had. Which was with yourself, because a female is just a vessel, you know what I'm saying? Just somewhere from just somewhere right there to soak your, to sort you to, you know, work with your ego and shit like that. But little do you realize, the woman that has under you looks just like you. Now you a dumbass on that one, because I'm sorry. Like I said, I do have love. It's the, like I said, don't want to have love for yourself, but how you have love for yourself? You have love for yourself, but what's the love for your woman? And woman, what's the love for your man or your woman or whatever it is you want to do? Whoever you want to be with, though, you know what I'm saying? You have love for yourself, but you have to let some of that go in order to love someone else, because, you know, love, you know, so love is a powerful thing, don't you know what I'm saying? It's powerful for you to give someone to others, but we do it to yourself. Ooh, you are going a little too far. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with loving yourself, but if you have an extreme love and admiration of yourself, then yes, you are going too far. Basically, what you're doing is you taking the love that you should be getting from others and push it to yourself. And that's why you go around thinking that you're on a pedestal, you're better for everybody and whatever. But the little thing with that is that one thing that is there's even though this even though the word of not the character of narcissism physical was a mythical story, however, since people want to let first, well, people want to say that people mimic those character traits of narcissists. Basically, now they come up with the symptoms of being a narcissist. So, some of the symptoms of being a narcissist is having is that sense of self-importance. Basically, that's called delusions of grandeur. Basically, you think you're more than what you really are. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I never had that before. I knew my place in this world. So, no, be successful, where I feel, that's all on me. You know what I'm saying? And it's all on me because assessing for failure files on you and you alone. Even if there was other people there, even if there was other people, people, let me tell you something. When you drive, let's say for instance, I work in Plano. I gotta go to Houston. All I know is I had to take 6:35 to 75 to 35, and 35 turns to four, and 35 to 45 goes straight to Houston. Now, do those highway signs? They help me see which highway we're. They say how many miles and like that, but they did not drive the car with me. So I drove the car. It was just there to give me directions. Yes, they helped me to get there, but they did not drive me there. I drove myself there. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, yes, even when people help you, it's still on you, and those are it's actually still it's still on you, but it's also now it's all up to you and those around you, though. You know what I'm saying? If they are helping and you still fail, then there's something that needs to be talked about, though. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, when you succeed and the other mothers are happy, they succeed too. When you fail, they fail too. So it's literally on you when fail or succeed. Okay, so that means to have a that's not a exact sense of self-importance. That just comes to reality that everything you do is on you and nobody else but you. And then another one's have a sense of a talent entitlement and require constant excessive admiration. Nah, I never felt I was entitled to anything unless I wasn't feel and I didn't feel I was entitled to anything. Well, except for the things I earned. Yeah. I'm entitled to get paid for my work. I'm entitled to get paid to do my work. I'm entitled to the freedoms and the you know what I'm saying, to use your late, get your fruits of your labor, though. I do believe that. I do believe I do have a time because I planted these fruits and vegetables. It's time for me to harvest because I'm the one out there who put the seeds. I'm the one out there to water the dirt. You know what I'm saying? The dirt helped me to give them nutrients, and I had to put them. I had to make sure the sun is shining, though. You know what I'm saying? You have to make sure they're not sick. I'm not. I have to make sure they're not. You know what I'm saying? Getting any of my bugs. I had to make sure my the rat, some rabbits or gophers or whatever the fuck, stealing my damn crop and shit like that. I have to make sure that that shit is tight and it's ready for motherfuckers to eat, to smoke, to whatever. I have to make sure that now, if I have people to help me water the plants, feed the plants, do all this good stuff, then we're all one now, though. You know what I'm saying? All us, but at the end of the day, it's still all one me. Because especially if we all fail based upon what my decisions were, then that was just me being a fucked up leader, though. You know what I'm saying? So, no, that's our time. And I have, you know what I'm saying, Bob Pat, if I succeed, thank you for my people. We did it together, you know, so we're entitled to enjoy the fruits of our labor. However, if I fail and if they fail, I also entitled to take majority of the blame. I'm entitled to that. That means self-accounting. You know, you take account of what you did, what you did, how you did it, what can you do it better. But however, at this time, we got to let shit ride out. Because, you know, but people do, there are people who have a sense of timing for shit they didn't earn. Like, there's a certain demographic of a certain gender who felt entitled to things that they didn't earn, though. Like, they're entitled to get a $250 dinner. What have you done to earn that? See, the fruits of my labor only, you know, the fruits of labor that you did is your reward. So is mine. However, you want me to share, then you will have to do the same thing. Share and share alike. That means a co-op, a coupling, a togetherness, though. That means being married or being in a relationship, whatever. That is co-op, cooperate, co, was it co-op? Cooperation, co-togetherness, co-everything, though, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely should do that. And let's see, that's not separate spot timing, that's equality. The equality that, you know, certain people be, you know, rah, rah, we want equality. Girl, there's not anything on this earth can oppress you except for yourself. All right, so, and also it's expect to be recognized as superior even without achievements than wanted. That's what they call now participating trophies. Everybody gets a trophy for participation, but you really didn't win anything. That's what that really means, though. You know what I'm saying? And you think, oh, I'm superior, I got a bigger trophy. Dude, you didn't do anything to win that trophy. You didn't do anything to win those medals. You was just there, and that's why they gave you the low and totem pole of rewards and shit like that. Because you didn't even achieve this so-called air of this air of superiority. You didn't do anything for that. So, like I said, and that's also a certain demographic of people that think they're superior. However, you have no achievements under your belt. Hell, the only achievement you may have is you graduated high school. You went to the military, and that was your peak. And after that, your peak went down. So, but you still have this air of superiority, like you didn't do shit to earn that. You know, so even the motherfuckers who did, even people who did, I mean, people who did achieve what you didn't achieve, even they don't have a superior air to them. They're like, I'm better than you. No. I'm not better. I'm just different. I'm still a human being. I still age. I can still die. I can still live. I still eat shit. Do anything every other human being doing. So therefore, there's nothing superior about me. Nothing. There is nothing superior about me. Look, man. I am who I am. I am who I was, and I am who I always will be, though. You know what I'm saying? But how I do it is actually up to me. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, there's no superiority of without anything to be superior about. Like I said, a certain demographic of people, though, you know what I'm saying? And then what they do is they exaggerate achievements and talents. Just because you sung in a school play and you know, saying, she was a good singer. Yeah, what achievement did you do with that? I don't see no records. I don't see you on no concerts. I don't see you on TV singing a national, the national anthem or shit like that, but you're exaggerating. Like, yeah, man, so-and-so said I was a good friend. I won't be a stinger, sorry. Ooh. But years go by after trying and trying and trying, and you're not listening to people say you may want to get singing as lessons, so, because you sound kind of flat, but everybody else around you say, hey, you're a good singer. But the reality of your so-called talent, your achievements, is more harsh than the lie they keep telling you, though, So that's what it means to exaggerate achievements and talents. Sound like a real familiar person that did that. Just saying. Like, I know people who achieve damn near the impossible, but they achieve it anyway, such as, oh, I don't know, V. Castillo, First Lady of the West Coast, Don Kinnaman, Don Kinnaman, Hart, you know what I'm saying, and many other people that I know achieve the heights of things that back in the day was damn near impossible. At least we thought it was impossible. Nothing is impossible. We now understand that. Those people that I can guarantee you that they are successful in everything they do, everything they are, everything they are, everything they do, and everything they always will be successful. Why? Because they do one thing that most motherfuckers don't do. Yes, they know they got talents. Yes, they know they achieved everything, but they don't make you feel bad about it, though. You know what I'm saying? Even she'll tell you herself, yeah, you can do this. Oh, yeah, you can do this. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I took that cannabis university class. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to learn. I want to get a piece of that pie too. You know what I'm saying? All I need is I need. First of all, I need to get out. If cannabis is not legal in federal, I gotta get the hell out of Texas. But you know what I'm saying? So I know people who achieved, who have mad achievement, mad talent, though, you know what I'm saying? However, they know what they can do. They prove what they can do. You got the proof of their achievements and talents. What do you have? You know what I'm saying? I got proof of my talents, though, you know what I'm saying? I got proof of my talents. But I don't say, yeah, man, you shouldn't do that. You should do that. No, do what you do, bro. Do what you do. You know, so I give you some pointers, you know what I'm saying? I even help you proofread your books or whatever, what are you writing? Whatever, though, you know what I'm saying? I even got a podcast, I got a YouTube page. It's not 1,000 subscribers yet, but I'm getting there, you know what I'm saying? And my podcast, yeah, I have maybe 200, well, no, 330 listeners, and some of them are in North Korea, which surprised the hell out of me. But no, it's just, it's getting there, though. I'm working on it, though. Like, I'm working on this presentation right here for my YouTube video as well, and also for my podcast as well. So, I mean, I achieved some, though. I mean, you t type in my real name, you understand that, I wrote a book, but it wasn't, it could be better. It could have been better if I had, it could have been better, let's just put it like that. But I will write another book, and it's gonna be a lot better than my first book. Like I said, I'm not exaggerating, that's what I did, but it was achievement. I mean, it was achievement that I did it, though. I self-published my own book, I wrote it, I was writing a book. I mean, it's not what people like, but it's people, sometimes people would need to hear, though. But like I said, it could have been better. But I did, do a re-version of it, you know what I'm saying, as she was proofread and everything else, so I'm feel good about that. I mean, I sold a couple, made some money out of selling some copies, but it wasn't like millions of dollars, but hey, somebody gave some people bought it, though, so I'm proud of that. It's not exactly that's what happened, but it's not like, I'm not a number one seller. I'm not number one, my book's not on number one or shit like that, though. Hell, it's barely 3 million, but I did it, though. You know what I'm saying? I did it. Hey, So that's not an exaggeration. That's just what I did, but I'm not exaggerating. I'm very what you call transparent about what I do. So you know what I'm saying? There's no heightening. There's no heightening of self-importance or none of that shit. I mean, I know people who does not have that as well, so but they achieved a lot better than I have. At least that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not jealous, not like that, but you know, I'm proud of them, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of them. You know, but you know. And another thing about being a narcissist is actually a self, is actually a taught behavior. Me personally, I don't know who was, I mean, it also comes from, it all comes from like, you know, people who either, you know, put you on a pedestal for everything, or the people abrade you so bad that you, you know, as a defense mechanism. You start putting this mindset of I'm better than everybody. That's why things are happening for me. This and that and the other. That you are. I'm superior. I'm this and that and the other. And there's another person who there's a person on YouTube who actually exhibits these character traits. Which I guess in his instance, what would narcissism would look like if it was a real person. That dude, what's his name? The guy who did the I'm not get oh yeah, Andrew Carwell. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. If you see his videos and you see the fact that who he really is, you understand why I said that he is what narcissism would look like if it was a person. Right. So, you know, just saying. And like I said, also being a narcissist. Okay, so let me tell you this though. These symptoms and these traits, you know who else mimics those traits? People with minimum to high functioning autism. Yes, those with minimum to high functioning autism actually have these character traits of themselves. However, the difference between that and being a so-called narcissist is that's what they're doing naturally though. They're not some of them don't understand that, you know, sometimes you hurt the person's feelings, sometimes you are a little selfish, you know what I'm saying? But most some of them don't understand, some of them don't get that. That's you know, that they're on the spectrum though, you know what I'm saying? Even ones who are high functioning, I might those savants, those savants, you know, so you know, people could do like all types of math and like with theory, like theories and you know, all this, you know, math with letters and numbers and do what's the square root of 1,220,000, you know, like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Even some of them, they don't have a concept of you being a little selfish, you being a little entitled. You've been, you know, you're bragging about something you haven't even achieved yet. But here's the thing, though. The difference between minimum to high people with minimum to high functioning autism is that's what they're doing naturally, though. They're not, there's not something that they're trying to manipulate you or this and that. You know, that's what they doing. That's their natural thing, though. You know what I'm saying? So I don't take too offense to that because I know quite a few people with who children have autism, and they do, and some of them do mimic those symptoms, those so-called symptoms for that, for those character traits. However, they're doing it naturally though. They don't understand. Most of them don't understand what. If you say you're a narcissist, they will not understand. Some of them will not even understand what's narcissism and what it really means to be a narcissist. Hell, that's why this question came along. You said nobody has a right to call somebody something that. Number one, you was never taught doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why you would call people like that, because maybe those character traits is something that you're reflecting, not the other person. You know what they say? You know what they say back in the day, though? What a person calls you is a reflection of themselves, though. You know what I'm saying? So, just that, you know? And another thing now. They took a character trait off a mythical person for somebody else who wrote. Now they call, now it's called a disorder now. Yeah, it's called disorder now. You know what I'm saying? Where did it come from? When they will say, "Hey, you're a narcissist," or where did it come from though? You know what I'm saying? What did it say that you took that character trait of a mythical person and now you applied it to real life of a character trait from a mythical story, and now you're calling it disorder because some of the people that you say who have that disorder mimics those character traits and includes some that you added into, though. You know what I'm saying? You added a shit. Let's see, they're manipulative, they this, that, the other. That's more sociopathic, man, because that's more on the psychopathy, you know, when you have no feelings, you have no concept of no, you know, consequence of your actions, shit like that. That's more of that than it would be narcissism, though. You know what I'm saying? And so, there's another question I want to ask is, how did the myth of narcissists become a disorder? Now, when it became a disorder, it says narcissistic personality disorder was first recognized in a diagnostic and statistical manual of mental disorders, the DM, the DSM-3, in 1980. And again, it's like disorder is based on the emulation of those who matches the traits of the what is deemed a narcissist. That's exactly what it is, though. Now they call it disorder. Now it's called, you know, something, your mental disorder, though. However, if that's a mental disorder, like, you know, everybody has like disorders and shit like that, how come it wasn't recognized as mental illness before then, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you say, well, according to our research, keyword, your research, that those who emulate these character traits of the mythical story of narcissists, now they are we can now we can diagnose them with narcissistic personality disorder. You see how that works? That's how this all these fucking disorders come, these so-called mental disorders came about. You know what I'm saying? It's basically they have some character traits off of something. They did their research and came up with the names of this system. And then you for the name you made up with the system because it emulated a character trait of somebody's either somebody mythical or somebody that you believe that was the first to do that thing. Now they say, okay, you emulate these character traits of what we deem as such, or psychopathy, sociopathy, this and the other. Now, since you emulate these traits, we can commonly say that you show that you suffer from the from this disorder. So pretty much since 1980, me personally, 1980, I think the personality disorder, I think that needs to be re-examined though, because simple fact of the matter is, how you know it's a disorder? How you know some how something from a mythical story is now a disorder? I know. Maybe just think of me, just think about this now. What if narcissistic personality disorder is really a high form of autism? You never know that. If it's disorder, then some other things have to be research too as well. Seriously, what if narcissism is just another form of high functioning autism? Because that wouldn't make sense. Because why would you, if he's a straight man, if you know, maybe narcissists would still have their mind state of a little child, and say, "Ew, get off of me, girl. I'm gonna run from you." You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why are you running? Why a grown up? Like you see, I think narcissist was a child. It's like, wait, why would a grown man run from a woman, from a female? And I know about Greek mythology, they got down like they got in the Greeks, they got down like they get down though. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't give a damn, he was a man, woman, you know, child. You know what I'm saying? Which I still find fucking disgusting. The whole child thing, that's fucking gross. But that was Greek mythology. That was Greek society at that time. So probably still know. But I was joking. Now I don't think they do this anymore. Well, they probably do, but it's like, you know. Yeah, I think they probably still do that shit. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't change. So, you know, just, you know. So basically, now that's the question here. Does narcissism really exist? In this instance, there are people who do naturally sometimes some of them, like that dude I just mentioned earlier, Andrew Carwell. He does emulate those traits of manipulation, of self-victimizing, from, you know, thinking that you're higher than what you really are, thinking that you're better than everybody else and what you really are. But the reality of that shit is actually it's a lot worse than what your thoughts are. So, you know, just saying. And you know, these are the right here before I end this right here, what you see says this is a signs of narcissistic personality disorder, fragile self-image. That means they could be have high self-esteem, but dudes tell them about the truth about saying you're not really good at what you're really doing. Their self-esteem go boom, go lower so low you have to reach up just touch hell. The need for attention. I live by myself. I don't go out to the clubs. I know people who don't go out to clubs. They live by themselves. They happy in their own company. Yeah, there's no need for attention for that. When even when I do go out, I like to be, you know, just chilling. I don't need all the attention. So, you know, delusions of grandeur. Yep, that overly self of greatness, but your reality doesn't match your reality doesn't match what you think about yourself. So let's see. Self sense of entitlement. We already covered that one. Exaggerating of attention. We already covered that one as well. Fantasies of success. Now, that's a different one right there. I mean, I think everybody has fantasies of success, though, because it's been emulating it's been in our conscious for years. So I think most people have that. However, that should be a system. That shouldn't be sign of them because everybody has fantasy success. But it all depends what success really is to that particular person. So that should be taken out right there. Envy. Let's just be real. Envy is not part of narcissism. It's not part of being narcissistic personality disorder. Basically, envy is everybody has a little bit of envy. So, does everybody who has envy are they narcissistic? Because if that's the case, then you just cover all damn near 9 billion people on this motherfucking earth. So everybody has like a little bit of envy for something, though. You know what I'm saying? Sensitivity to criticism. It depends on how you present the criticism. Now, if you're doing it like, you know, it's constructive, then yeah, sure, why not? But you're trying to create somebody, then, you're going off from emotions instead of logic, then why should people listen to you? But you know, are you talking about, you know, even if you did it with a nice way, they still take it to your heart is like, why you really say that? You get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, okay. Okay. Me personally, you tell me something, I'll listen. No, because obviously you're saying this shit. But if I know you're saying this shit, like, you know, you have some malice or you have some kind of emotional baggage around what you're saying, I'm not going to listen to you because now you're not acting on logic. Now you're acting on emotion. You can't trust anybody made decisions on emotion. That's why sometimes even I would say I would not listen to the emotions of a certain gender, if you're not coming logically. I have a right to do that. You have a right to do that. Everybody has a right to do that. Just saying. Let's see. Mistreatment of others. Now, you just been an asshole on that one. So, yeah, I guess I could be fitting there because you mistreating the others. Why are you mistreating people that you hang around? Like, that's bullshit. If you didn't like them, why are you hanging around? You're like, seriously, man, some of these people who call you your friends, your family, whatever, especially a certain, well, anyways, certain person who most me will, will not be named. But essentially, mistreat others like you mistreat people, then you expect them to treat you good? How's that? How does that work though? You treat people like shit, but yeah, now you think people should treat you like a king or queen or prince or whatever, princess, whatever? Then you full of shit, dude, because you can't mistreat me or anybody else and then expect them to come to you with a sword and a shield and come to save your fucking day and shit. No, that does not, no. And then the last one is lack of remorse. Shit, that's different than me, but hell, I have remorse for shit I didn't do. Shit, I'm just joking about that one. But lack of remorse, like, yeah, I guess it could be narcissism because lack of remorse is basically you really have no remorse of people's dying, people this, that, and the other. You're not sorry. You're not, give goals and whatever. You just said, fuck it. Fuck it, man. They shouldn't, yeah, you have no remorse whatsoever. That's serial killers too, though. Think about it, lack of remorse. Ted Bundy didn't have remorse until he was literally about to go to the electric chair. You know what I'm saying? He literally had no remorse until he went to the electric chair, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it was against his own interests. Then he started to get remorse. But back in the day, he didn't have no remorse because if he did, he would never kill those 102 women and one man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he killed one man too. They don't talk about that in those stories though. Yeah, his lawyer already told that shit. Another one, Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, so even Jeffrey Dahmer, he didn't have no remorse either until he went to prison for 900 and some odd years, and he became a prisoner. He got baptized and saved in the blood of Jesus. Not. So shit, he didn't have remorse either. You know what I'm saying? So that's two motherfuckers that have remorse until it was too late. He didn't have remorse. I know he didn't have remorse when that one brother came beat the shit out of him for beat his ass to death, though. You know what I'm saying? Now that's justice. So, anyways, now I guess I'm a narcissist because I have no remorse for motherfuckers who cooked and killed and cooked and ate motherfuckers though, like they do. Well, I guess when he was like, hey man, I know what I ain't gonna talk about, that's not part of the presentation. But yeah, lack of remorse here. There's a lot of serial killers, a lot of people rob banks, a lot of people. It's always the motherfuckers who did the worst fucking thing don't have remorse. Like Hitler didn't have remorse, Paul Polk didn't have remorse. Who else did I have, of course? Oh, Ted Bundy, even the clone killer, John Wayne Gacy, all this other shit. Only motherfuckers have remorse, so therefore, not only they were psych, they, no, they were psych, they were psychotic, they were psychopaths. So, psychopaths, yeah, sociopaths and narcissists can come together, which is kind of ironic because if you're narcissistic, you will not become a serial killer because you have too much of love for yourself. However, if you're a psychopath, then yeah, you have no remorse, you have no concept of punishment or consequence or anything like that. So yeah, that's more psychopath than, narcissism. But I guess you can put that narcissism dinosaur as well. Okay. Now, does narcissism exist? Me personally, I do believe some people, even though it's a mythical, well, I put it like this, I say yes and no. Okay, so number one, narcissist. Why you calling narcissist person? Sorry, came from, again, I keep relate this. All this disorder, this name calling, this shit like the other, all came from a mythical story, from a mythical character with mythical traits. You took those, what is mythical, you applied it in real life, and then you think people who emulate these mythical traits from a mythical person, from a person who wrote the damn story, you know what I'm saying? That's a mythical story. So you took what y'all took as a mythical story. I keep repeating this, a mythical story with traits from a fictional character, and apply that shit in real life, and now people who emulate those traits from a mythical character that was wrote from somebody else to people in real life. That in that part, no, I don't believe narcissism is in that part because it's like I said, it's a mythical story with mythical traits. So how can the mythical, how can something myth can be true? Myths are myths until maybe proven. However, there was never no body, no DNA evidence of the dude named Narcissus. And if Echo wasn't really a water nymph, you know what I'm saying? Where's the proof of that? I mean, what? Okay, so they say she, went over a corner and ran away and died, but that's a god. That's a Greek god, though. Come think of it, that's a Greek god. They can't die. They're immortal. So how she died, though? How did Echo, a water nymph god, a water god, a water goddess, water nymph, that's immortal like all the other great, all the other gods and goddesses of mythical, mythical, mythical myth, Greek myth and shit like that for Zeus and Aaron and shit and all the things that's in the spiritual lives forever. So, least in the Greek mythology. So, how she died? Like I said, even that is a fucking mess right there, though. So, like I said, I'm repeating this one more time. You took a story from a mythical person that had characteristics from that myth, which has never been proven that even narcissists even exist. There were people named narcissists, but it wasn't that motherfucker though. Okay, so this narcissist, who is a mythical creature, a made-up character, emulate some characteristics that char they wrote those character the traits with for that mythical creature, that mythical character, which is not real, which is also not real, and you and then people apply that to and all these people apply that to real life and say this person emulates this traits, this person emulates this trait, this person emulates this traits. So no, in that instance, no, I don't believe narcissism even exists. Now, where I say yes is there are people who naturally emulate those traits, which okay, I guess if you can use any kind of mythical story to match what that trait what those traits are, then yes. The story of narcissists, which is still a chemical, still a mythical character, but the person who naturally emulates those character traits from that mythical character, then you just say, okay, though, this is the definition of a narcissist. Then in that aspect, yes, because the definition, the story, the symptoms, all this shit was made up because of a mythical character. So I guess in that instance, somebody actually naturally, emulate those characteristics, then yeah, I'd say in that instance, narcissists do exist. Like I said earlier about, oh boy, Andrew Carwell, he is what narcissism would look like if it was a real person. You know what I'm saying? If you look up narcissist in the dictionary, His face should be right there, though. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case. Right. And that's it for this presentation. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel for more videos, podcast episodes, these presentations and everything. I also do have my swag and my description box, you know what I'm saying, at the bottom of my YouTube video. And shout out to V Castillo, First Lady of the West Coast, Kenny Mom Hart, and all the people who fight the good fight for the cannabis. My peoples, I thank you, and I see you later. Boom.
Catch a blast, step into this mask, and you gon' catch a blast. Step into this mask, and you gon' catch a blast. Step into this mask, and you gon' keep it cut.
Hey yo, here's some motherfucking pimp shit on your ass. Do you believe in magic? Well,
I think I'm ready to.